So I dug back into this process that we investigated a year and change ago after just seeing some issues with some prospects and things that were acting funny that weren't I able to identify. I reached out to some of the key guys at U Network and some of the other franchisors that was working with U Network and the Franchise Navigator, dug into some of the other companies that were doing the same thing, spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people, and felt ultimately really confident that we needed to change and do something, because just some of the deals I was working on that I'm confident today, no doubt would have been selling to the wrong person for the wrong reasons. And I will say where we are today, you know, between Ken, myself, everybody here, and Craig, I've got dozens of hours in analyzing what we've done since taking the test. And I think probably from what I see and what you'll see today, that I think we've nailed who our owners are to about 95% accuracy, you know, to the point where I think you'll see today some of the owners that are out there just, and this is not a DISC, it's not the Myers-Briggs, it really picks up subtle points of owners that we would never have detected on those scores. Like I said, 95% little weird, even quirky things that we're seeing with individual owners kind of came out in their scores. Just for an example, I had Brooke do an exercise 2 days ago for me. As you'll see, some of the benchmark scores, I took everybody like on influencer and accomplisher, which I believe are going to be our two key core areas, and took everybody that would be at our baseline and above, and everybody at that baseline and below, and aggregated scores and came up with an average. Influencer trumps accomplisher, but our influencer score in our top half versus our people that are on the lower half have an average of over $120,000 in annual sales average higher due to the influencer score. So as we're looking, how do we get unit averages up? You know, I think we look for influencers above minimum, because the below minimum scores are 120 grand average. That's a significant difference in our business. So I think what we've seen, what you'll see today, you know, Craig did a presentation a year ago, but now that we had, I think, 70 out of 74 owners take the test, there's a lot of data to really look at and kind of figure out, you know, who we've got out there. So I think what Craig has to share today is, I think, extremely helpful to us. So, Craig, it's all yours.